Ray Charles spent much of the last 2 years of his life working on a CD called Genius Loves Company. It's being released today, and it features duets with Elton John, B.B. King, Nora Jones, and Natalie Cole, among others. Tom Moon has a review.
Okay, so let's be real. This new record isn't going to reach the level of the classic Ray Charles albums, Genius Plus Soul Equals Jazz, or Modern Sounds in Country and Western Music. But it's still mind-blowing to hear him singing so persuasively in the last years of his life.
Do I ever cross your mind? Darling, do you ever see some situation somewhere somehow triggers your memory?
Genius Loves Company borrows the duets format Frank Sinatra made famous late in his career, teaming a venerable legend with contemporary artists. But it's got flashes of fire you wouldn't expect from such a setting, gems of phrasing that remind you how Ray Charles transformed the wreckage of heartbreak into poignant sound.
Honey, do I ever...
Listen to the way he and Bonnie Raitt slip nuance into the marginally interesting pop song called Do I Ever Cross Your Mind?
Do you ever want to know what became of all the time?
I want to know, do I ever, ever cross your mind?
Oh, baby, baby.
It's nice to hear Ray Charles strolling casually along in the company of singers who so obviously adore him. It's even more interesting when those singers challenge him a little bit, the way Van Morrison does on this version of Crazy Love.
And I'm returning,
all right,
from so far away.
Well, well,
gentle sounds, sweet love, and the pride of my day.
Sing on, son.
It'll make me feel righteous. Make me feel whole.
I know what you mean.
Make me feel mellow down to my soul. Yeah, my love, yeah, my love. It's a crazy love. Yeah, my love, yeah, my, yeah, my, yeah, my crazy love.
I said you give me love.
Give me, give me, give me, give me.
Genius Loves Company isn't exactly genius from top to bottom. There are several tracks where the glitzy production overwhelms the performers, and these are veterans like Natalie Cole and James Taylor. But then there are moments like this.
Here we go again.
Here's where you can't miss Ray Charles's legacy. It's the sweetest moment on the record, because these two are so obviously partners in soul. There's Nora Jones, who drew so much from the Ray Charles country sound when developing her own recordings. And then there's the genius, who's still got that knack for turning a phrase. It really is something special to hear the two of them sharing this love for American music together.
Here we go.
The CD of duets with Ray Charles is Genius Loves Company. Our reviewer Tom Moon writes about music for the Philadelphia Inquirer.
One more time.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.